Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber callers on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now we're going to catch up a yarn with Deadly Sister. Been a long time yarning, and that's Leah Cameron from Murrah Law.
Good morning, Trev.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good, sister. Great to see you. So, talking points, SEQ Regional Plan First Nations Engagement. Before we go there, who's your mob? Where are you from, sister?
Oh, Palawa woman, Trawulaway from Lutruwita, Tassie.
Cold country.
It is cold country.
Murray up here in North Queensland. So, look, thank you. Great to see you. Congratulations. Now, you're here in Cairns for a conference. Let's quickly talk about that.
Yes,
what,
it is.
What conference is that?
It's AMI for short, but it's the Aboriginal Enterprises in Mining Exploration and Energy Conference.
Okay.
So big mob here.
Because that's a big industry and there's a lot of mining going on our country.
Exactly.
Across this country.
And lot
which
of,
is our country.
A lot of deadly businesses up here talking about what they do in this industry and, yeah, the growth. And so.
And First Nation businesses.
Exactly. So it's been over 4 years since the last conference. The last one was in Darwin. So we've had a bit of a COVID break.
And yes.
Back in force.
Back in force, fantastic. So that's the hat you're wearing representing there at AIMI, but also the other hat you're wearing in regard to your company, Murrah Law, contracted here regarding talking points, Southeast Queensland Regional Plan, First Nations Engagement. So we're talking about the plan paves the way for almost 900,000 extra homes by 2046 to accommodate 2.1 million new residents. So you're looking for engagement, you're looking for communication with our mob in this area for the vision, the future of 900,000 homes.
That's it. So, yes, we're focusing on Southeast Queensland. We've got this shaping SEQ plan.
Yes.
And it is about the future growth in that region that covers 12 local government areas. So,
okay. You
know, listing out Brisbane, Gold Coast, Ipswich, Lockyer, yes, Valley, Logan, Moreton Bay, Noosa, Redlands, Scenic Rim, Somerset, Sunshine Coast and Toowoomba.
Okay.
That's huge.
That's a big footprint.
And because everyone wants to move to Southeast Queensland. So the government's gearing up to obviously,
cater
for that. I think it's exceeded the expectations. So this plan came about in about 2005 and we've had a couple of revisions.
Mm-hmm.
But that growth is continuing and so we need to think about it in a sustainable way for our communities and our mob, and make sure a lot of the really important land areas are protected from this urban encroachment.
Okay, so TOs are at the table.
TOs are at the table,
yes,
but it's not just TOs. Obviously, they're first and foremost. It's their country.
Okay.
We all our mob living in that region,
Yeah.
Torres Strait mob living there. These issues they are facing as well. And as you said, Trev, you know, the biggest pressure at the moment is probably the housing shortages.
Sure.
So we're looking at, as you said, 900,000 extra homes by 2046 to accommodate the 2.1 million extra residents.
Yeah, true. All the mob coming to live there. So with that, and in regard to your talking points, Southeast Queensland Regional Plan, First Nations Engagement, you're reaching out to mob in that area or looking at living in that area. What's your thought?
Exactly.
In regard to this development of new housing and, suburb infrastructure.
That's right.
So you want input before they go ahead.
We want input. We want to talk about it. What are the issues you're facing in your area where you live? You don't have to be just a traditional owner. It's if you're living there as well. What issues are you facing? Does this plan, account for that? Do we need to talk to it? Do we need to think about it some more? So we're seeking you know, feedback on this this month during September to hear about the plan, get more information and provide feedback. So we've got some sessions coming up next week in Brisbane, Noosa, etc. But obviously everyone's busy, so we can do it online. You can write in as well, or we can set up separate meetings because we know how important this is.
So you're saying is, hey mob, we want you in the conversation.
We want you in the conversation.
Okay. So people can go to your meetings face to face, or they can contact you online and what have you. So what's our details in regarding online?
Absolutely. So look, just reach out to us. You can give us a call on 07-4041-3088 to set up a time to have a chat with us online if you can't be there in person, or if you just want a little bit more information before you shape up to one of these meetings.
Yes.
And just, you know, making people aware that this is a culturally safe space. Like this is, these meetings, these catch-ups are specifically for us mob.
Sure. You know? So you're not going to be inundated and feel threatened if there's business people there, as builders, construction workers, you know, entrepreneurs, business people with money. Nothing like that.
This is our space.
Okay,
and,
beautiful.
You know, and we can accommodate, you know, what suits people to engage. You know, and we've also got lots of service providers in this region who are on the front lines. What issues are they facing that, you know, need to be accommodated in this plan as well? So
that,
we're encouraging
that
them.
That phone number again, 07?
4041-3088.
The number again, 07-4041-3088. Contact Murrah Law and talk about this space. Webpage or?
No webpage, but just reach out. You reach can find us at murrahlaw.com.au.
Okay, lovely.
You can Google us and it'll send you on the right path.
Okay. I'll probably highly recommend you having a chat also to BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association. That's their area, and I mean, here's the national program, but they have national programs as well. So
absolutely.
Tula Mob in that whole big footprint to have conversations, have yarns. And this is a great, beautiful communication, engagement with mob on ground.
Absolutely.
This is good.
This is good. And I think this is, you know, as you say, from the bottom up, we want to make sure we've got that feedback to really shape this plan for the future. This is our opportunity. We're revising it. We don't always have opportunities to do this often.
Exactly.
You know, we've seen so often people just say this is the plan, we're going with it.
Well, very rare you have black people at the table.
Exactly.
This is like the Voice. campaign. Just having a seat at the table. This is exciting. So this is good. So just to our deadly listeners that just tuned in, Trinity Trevor here, Murray from the Curry, with National Talk Black having a deadly yarn with Leah Cameron from Murrah Law. And they've been contracted to do this talking points on Southeast Queensland Regional Plan, First Nations engagement. So we're talking about 900,000 extra homes to be built by 2046 to accommodate 2.1 million new residents. So this conversation is drafting the shaping, or draft the shaping of Southeast Queensland. So look, there it is. That's like Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane itself, what have you. So it's a big footprint. And look, First Nation people need to be involved in conversation when we're talking about development or talking about growing economy on your country. Exactly. We're at the table. So it's a good thing, Leah.
It is huge. And just to sort of some further intel, 40% of Queensland's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people live in this Southeast Queensland region.
Okay.
So look, we should, if you can, come and talk to us about this. Have, you know, share your insight, share your interests, aspirations relating to you know, what we should be planning to make sure it's reflected through this development and ongoing. You know, this is the other thing. It keeps needing to be adapted.
Sure.
And into the future, what's that relationship look like? So we're still got that seat there.
Lovely, fantastic. And some of the topics here we're talking, South of Queensland's home to diverse range, as you mentioned. This can play a critical role in protecting, managing and enhancing the region's natural and cultural resources. So they're the sort of conversations that be put across the table as well.
Exactly. You know, this region is so full of cultural heritage landscapes, you know, both for people now and into the future. You know, it's part of our identity.
It is.
So we need to protect those landscapes as well. And that's why we need to hear to directly, you know, work out how we're going to identify, protect and manage these really important places as well. You know, we've got to think about our wildlife, care for country. We've got to be healthy.
Exactly.
We've got to have homes too.
So the thing is 90% sure that this is going to go ahead.
Yeah, so it's already in place.
Okay, so let's be at the table and have our say.
Exactly.
You know, so we're not left out in the dark, pardon the prompt.
That's right.
Thank you.
With all these, all these extra mob coming in, you know, we've got to make way, make room, but we've got to do it the right way.
Sure, exactly. And then that way, they're moving into the new suburbs that are being built. We're talking a $900,000 home. With the mentality of engagement has been taken, and then there's rules and regulations
exactly
to what happens in this space.
That's right. So this is
coming
the overall
from Black
plan.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then it's got the drill down detail. Right. So we need to get the headlines right first.
There you go. Fantastic. So you mob in Southeast Queensland, or if you're living up here looking at moving down there by 2046, you know, life change. Yeah, we get married and what have you, and have kids, and then you want to go and chase your career path, and maybe in this area, well, you can have a say. So
absolutely.
There it is. 07-404-1-3088 is the phone number. Otherwise, contact Murray or Law on these conversations, and have face-to-face meetings as well. Where do they happen? How do we know that's happening?
Yeah, so from next week, face-to-face meetings. We've got Brisbane, Noosa, and a couple of other places. But reach out.
Yeah.
We can update you on where, when, and how.
Good.
And if that doesn't work, we'll make it happen.
We'll bring the mountain to you.
Absolutely.
Leah, good talking with you. Great to see you again, sister.
Thanks, Trev.
All the best to your deadly team. Now, Murray Law has expanded, not only in Cairns, Brisbane, Tasmania.
That's it.
Yes, Perth as well.
I'm clocking up some frequent flyer miles,
let me
tell you.
Thank you. Becoming a franchise like Mickey D's, KFC.
But I'm lucky. We've got senior people sort of stationed everywhere.
Yes.
Helping.
You've got a good team there, sister.
Brilliant team. Very blessed.
Fantastic. So. And black woman in business. That's fantastic to see. I'm a business woman.
That's it.
There you go. Fantastic. Good yarn with you. We'll talk soon. All the best.
Cheers, Trev.
All right. Beautiful yarn there with Leah Cameron, Murray Law. And fantastic work that she's doing. But also talking about the talking points of SEQ, Southeast Queensland Regional Plan, First Nations Engagement. So she mentioned 900,000 extra homes by 2046 to accommodate $2.1 million people, that is. It'd be a lot of dollars, don't worry about that. But 2.1 million residents in that area. And that's Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, that area. So we need black voices. We need black input. So be at the table. Have the yarns with Murray Law and tell us how you feel and what should be done, and respecting culture and respecting animals and landscape and all the above. So very important conversation, and it's great, exciting to hear that black people are at the table, and that's so important when we're talking about building on our land. So there it is. It is the way of the 21st century. Too deadly a mob, have you say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Well, I'm 19 now, and I'm tired of being tired. Everything's black and white, and it used to be golden bright. I'm looking for a passion fruit in my punch. Give me this feeling, I'm not alone in this world. But I love the way that we burn. And I love the way that it hurts. Just when I feel like I found something that's real, this video game is killing me slowly. And I can't stop it, this feeling it's coming for me. When it's dark and I'm driving and I cannot see, what am I missing here? Is it the passion fruit in my punch? Is it the feeling I'm not alone in this world? And I love the way that we burn. And I love the way that it hurts. Just when I feel like I found something that's real, this video game is killing me slowly. And I can't stop it, this feeling it's coming for me. when it's dark and I'm driving and I cannot see. What am I missing? What am I missing? Is it the passion fruit of my punch? Is it the feeling I'm not alone? What am I missing? Just when I feel like I found something that's real, this video game is killing me slowly.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Rapato, it's your boy MSP. Ekole, I asked that for worry. Worry belong Island Keseni. Ekole, take me go by game.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And we've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good morning. Good. I'm fighting fit truth.
Good, good. What's happening? How are you travelling?
Yeah, I've been really, really busy with the cemetery there, with this, the Cairns Council want to desecrate that grave and pull the cross out.
Yes.
I had the Cairns Post out yesterday. I had a good photo session with them, and they were really good. Mm-hmm. Understanding and really, really good. And so that might be in tomorrow paper or sometime, I don't know.
So just confirming, you did put the cross up?
Yeah, I did put it up, mate, with great
and
difficulty.
And you're waiting for it to be taken down, is your thoughts, is that right?
No, I don't think they're going to take this down. Okay. They've got a full battle in their hand. They want to take an Aboriginal woman's cross out of the grave there, desecrating a grave. And I've been on 4CA on John McKenzie's show this morning and talked to the deputy mayor on there about it. He tried to talk me down.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the, I got a letter informing me that we're going to remove the cross on the 29th of this month. Mm-hmm. And there, one of the mottos they've got is small steps can make a world of difference. So I sort of told the deputy mayor, I had to shout over them. I wouldn't let him overtalk me. I said, well, if you take a small step backwards, it's going to make a world of difference here.
Mm-hmm. And, so you're fighting a good fight, my brother.
I'm fighting a good fight, and I'm standing up being counted and stuff and all this thing. So the press are onto it, and I haven't called the TV stations yet, mate, because this is a battle. This is a monumental battle, for want of better words.
Yes.
And, so that's update on there, that there's good people working on it. And I'd like to go on to what this Jacinda Price said yesterday about Aboriginal people not being affected by
it. Yeah, her statement was, she sparked controversy after claiming British colonisation has had no ongoing negative impacts on Indigenous Australians. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are, going back to what I read out a couple of weeks ago from the orders that were given to Arthur Phillip of the First Fleet, and it says, you are to observe and follow such orders and directions from time to time as you shall receive from us or any other your superior officer according the rules and discipline of war. Now, this is the First Fleet, you know, the British Navy sailing up. And they'd already come here with Cook's orders, you are with the consent of the natives to take possession. Well, they came ashore shooting. So they knew what people were here. And the other line of is our right of their royal prerogative to have the custody of, I'm not going to use the word that they used for you, fella, and to use their estates, you know, to use their estates. I mean, these are Aboriginal estates that have been taken.
Yes.
And Price Woman, they might have land and stuff here. I live with a Rainforest Tribe, Golza Valley Mob. We've got no legal right to live on the land. those rules of war, there is no treaty in this country. Mm. That is my thing. Yeah. The voice is ridiculous to me. After Mabo, the next step was to have Murray's in the Constitution. It's proven they're here. You're here, aren't you?
I am here, yes. Good point.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and so the country is still operating under the rules of war given to him by King George, by the king. And so there's a war here. And how can that woman come on there and be so brainwashed? Mm. Her people might be doing fine, but she's speaking for herself. And the voice...
Do you think she's got her own agenda, you reckon?
Oh, man. Man, you know, like... it's just to deny everything that's happened in this country in such a way is just... You know, I think that the voice is ridiculous as it's become and it's caused trouble, and I think that the government planned it. Mm. I really do. I think it's politics, the art of lying, you know, and they come on and run on the walk and do all this. But they know this is a racist country. It's a country with no treaty. It's a British colony.
Mm. Yes.
And to come on and say that, we don't use the word coconut anymore, but it applies here. You know.
That's your opinion, my brother.
That's my opinion. You know that. You know my thing with the boy is it goes back to the same ATSIC crowd, which was corrupt and violent. It was violent. This is my problem. And if you join them, you're just gonna. It's just gonna be worse. You've got two ridiculous mobs. One's recreated in there. Where do they get these voice people from? My sister's calling me from Sydney. People want to know, you know things.
Yeah.
I said, from my experience, it doesn't... The people are handpicked from corporations and a lot of academic people that have lost touch with reality of the voice on the ground, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fighting for a cross in a cemetery, you know, for Christ's sake. You know, this is...
Lost Tony Gibbs there. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. excuse me. October 14, that's the date for the referendum. Maybe you want to talk about that space, yes or no. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Voice for people, do add to the conversation. And that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Stay tuned. Ready for your yarns, mob? Too deadly.
Driving down the dusty road. Four-wheel drive, locked all the way. Destination, Danayangala. Passing families on the way. Tonight we'll be sitting around, talking till the campfire dies. Feeling the evening breeze, eating catch of the day. Just a few miles down the track, it's the Garatia run. Gonna mara country, I'm gonna put a damn more under. Mystery woman, whipping tears of pride. Sky turn into the falling rain.
Yeah, Delhi track there, Tears of Law, Yothu Yindi, here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Give me live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. All right, so what we got now? We've got AOK Day. Of course, that was yesterday, the 14th of September. And this AOK Day for 2023. We're going to catch up a yarn with Professor Craig Hast, Deputy Director, Monash Centre for Consciousness and Competitive Studies. On the line, we have Professor Craig. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's Craig Hassett here.
Trevor here. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking AOK, Thursday, 14 September. But in actual fact, AOK is 365 days a year, is it not, Professor?
Yes. Yeah. So, well, that's right. I mean, you can't confine it to any one particular day, of course.
Sure, exactly. So, look, it's the yellow print, yellow, are you okay? And it's a question we're asking our fellow Australians. You don't know where people are at and what's happening in their lives, do you?
No. And we often get so caught up in the busyness of life, thinking about the thousands of things we've got to do, that we don't actually stop long enough to notice how somebody's travelling and to ask them the question, just to be curious, because we're often busy getting, going one place to another, that we don't often pause and ask the important questions in life.
Sure. And by opening the conversation with, are you okay, you could be lending a good pair of ears to an individual.
Well, exactly. And it makes a massive amount of difference if, somebody feels like, somebody's really listening and caring and taking the time. Mm. Just knowing that in itself, we're halfway there because, we don't often have the important conversations, especially for men.
Yes.
Often find it difficult to actually, step into that whole emotional realm and, ask a mate how they're going and to really stop and pause and just take time to listen.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's a great platform for, well, when you just mentioned men there, men need to open up more, the toughness of a muscle in regard to figure, but the muscle of the brain and the heart is forthcoming.
Well, that's right. And it's sort of talking about that whole area is something that men feel oftentimes. Mm. Of course, there's lots of individual differences, but oftentimes men feel less comfortable talking about that area than women often do. And mateship and support is often, shown in other ways. And having a heartfelt conversation, with, just having a few people in life. We don't need to have thousands of people that we open up to, but just having one or two people in our lives that we can talk to when we really need to is really important for anybody, really. But, we do need to take the time and we do need to know that, somebody is open to having those conversations as well.
Exactly. So, Professor, with the AOK campaign, how long has that been running for, would you know?
I'm not sure exactly when it started, but it's been going for a good time now. It's been, quite a number of years. It's really started to develop its own sort of momentum and culture. Mm. It's become a part of our language and conversation, really, and which is a great thing to see.
Yeah, which is a great thing to see. Yeah, fantastic. So the importance of relationships, connections, mindfulness, and also improved mental health, resilience, all the above. It's a great platform to reach out, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes we feel uncomfortable about asking how somebody's going because we're not sure what to do next. Sure what to do, and there's not necessarily anything we need to do other than just hearing a person out and then being a sounding board for somebody.
Exactly.
And just, if they really do need some professional help, then just helping to encourage that person to get the support that they need. But if we sort of think, if I ask a question and somebody responds, then, what do I do next?
What do I do next, yeah. You're saying that you don't have to be a psychologist.
At least take that first step and then things tend to flow from that.
Exactly. You don't have to be a psychologist. You just pop the question, be in pair of ears, and that in itself is good medicine.
Yeah, it is. It's really half the battle. Sure. Is just opening up, because when we when we don't open up about something we're concerned about, it rattles around in our heads in a way, and often compounds the problem. And so the very first step in just getting it out into the open and taking steps in how to deal with something is just bringing it out in the open, just speaking openly and letting it be heard. And then we start to get a little bit more of perspective on what the real concerns and issues are.
Mm, yeah, fantastic. Thank you for sharing, Professor Craig. All the best. You have a great day. And keep smiling, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adelie Yarn there. Professor Craig Hess, his name is, Deputy Director at Monash Centre for Consciousness and Contemplative Studies. And we're talking about Are You OK Day, which is the 14th of September every year. But as I mentioned, it's actually 365 days a year. Pop the question, are you OK? And like I said, you don't have to be a psychologist or you don't have to direct people to whatever, but just being a pair of ears and looking deep in their eyes and I'm listening, I'm feeling you. Yeah, that's all it is. For your fellow brothers and sisters out there, to all Australians, that's what it's all about. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here in National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Funny, we were just talking about Shine Mundi, Mundu, Gimoy, Cairns, Shine on Gimoy, and talking about a light show happening at that event. And there the track, there was coloured lights, so good timing. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Song, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now that's Shine Mundu Gimoy. Shine on Gimoy is happening 5th to 15th October here in Cairns. The other thing that's happening in Cairns is this Saturday 16th September, we're talking Big Talk One Fire. And that's run by Yumi Arts. And look, talk to different delegates and people are performing and what have you. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Connie Ravina, Big Talk One Fire Symposium. And we're talking about fake art harms culture and preservation of our culture. And we have Connie on the line. Connie, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trev. Pretty hey, well, thanks.
Good. Sister, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep. My name is Connie Ravina, and I am. I live in Maribo at the moment.
Yes.
And I am a Kokotai fan from Cape York.
Yes.
And Witty from central Queensland, around the Nebo area.
Beautiful. And entrepreneur, businesswoman, and very proactive in this space. And always see you everywhere doing what you're doing, which is fantastic, my sister. So you're part of Big Talk One Fire and Symposium. And the topic there, fake art harms culture and preservation of our culture. And look, how true is that? So shed some light on this space there, please, Connor.
Look, it's been happening for a long time, as we know. You know, I came into the art scene in the early 1980s. I've painted all my life, ever since I was a young child. But
yes.
In the 1980s, early 81, I think it was, started painting professionally for various reasons. But what I noticed all the way along was that we've been affected by, you know, people stealing our work, our designs, and, you know, having things made overseas, and it's had a detrimental effect on our families. We haven't been able to, you know, pull things together as nicely as we would have liked.
Well, that's rapage and pillage in the art world, and it's got to stop. And that's
it
a very important conversation. Yes, Connie?
Yeah.
So you'll be holding that conversation? Will you be operating that symposium there?
Yes, I'm part of the panel.
Yes.
There's a number of people that are up on the panel that day. I think it's just something that we really need to get out for all of our people, especially our young people who are coming into design. What I feel we need to do is make more of a stand and stand up against all of this sort of stuff and be involved with organisations that are there to help us stop the rip-off, basically.
Especially with young ones coming on board then, they understand the importance of protecting our space. So as they get into their adult life, they know that I need to protect the space.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one of the best ways that we can do that is by getting online, having a look at the services that are available to help us as Indigenous artists and keepers of culture and everything. Get online, have a look at some of those organisations and have a look at what's happened in the past. Look at the history with the Indonesian rip-offs, you know, works being created overseas and brought back to Australia, particularly here in Cairns. Have a look at that history and get to know your culture a little bit more so that you can actually stand up and fight against this. And I really think that if we all get together, come out to festivals like Big Talk One Fire, where we're going to hear all of this talk, and just voice your opinion. And I think if we all get together as a large group and push forward, I think we might be able to do a little bit more.
Exactly. We are all in this together, and it's promoting, acknowledging. You get to know your artists as well, and you know their work. And if you see
Hello?
Some, you there? Have I lost you? Yeah, Connie. Yeah, I've lost Connie. Connie Ravina. Connie, thank you very much. Lost you there, sister. Big Talk One Fire Symposium that's happening this Saturday, 16th September, down at Munro Martin Parklands. Big Talk One Fire. So do go check it out. Grab the family. Grab your outdoor chairs and your mats and a beautiful night. A lot of artwork. And we, Bummer Bipper, will be down there as well doing the outdoor broadcast. But thank you, Connie, Two Deadly Sister, and Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry. About to sign off for today's program. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumper Bip Media, 9.7 FM.
Your voice at tribal land. We got to fight for our rights. That's how we want it. For we are Aborigines, we come from near and far. I come from the Koongangi tribe, and I live in Yarrabah. My Bimmy taught me how to sing the new corroboree. So my brothers and my sisters, for we are Aborigines, come from near and far. I come from the Koongangi tribe, and I live in
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Seas alone,
we strive alone.
Torres Strait. part of black, green, white and blue. I will love Maloy Ligan, Buddha Maloy Ga Miriam Kul Kalga. I will love Maloy Ligan, Akuda Maloy Ga Miriam Kul Kalga.
Torres Strait, Signet Ripu, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Looking at the news, First Nation news. Betrayal. Indigenous Senator Jacinta Price claims splits the nation. And leading no campaigner, Jacinta Price, has sparked controversy after claiming colonisation had a positive impact on Indigenous Australians. The opposition addition and Indigenous Affairs spokesperson and leading no campaigner made the claim during an address on The Voice to Parliament at the National Press Club on Thursday. I'd be honest, no, she told a reporter when asked if colonisation still had negative impacts on Australia. A positive impact, absolutely. I mean, now we have got running water, we've got really readily available food. I mean, everything my grandfather had when he was growing up, because he first saw white fellas in the early adolescence, we now have the continued. Many of us have the same opportunities as all the other Australians in this country. If we keep telling Aboriginal people they are victims, we are effectively removing their agency and giving them expectations that someone else is responsible for their lives. Ms. Price, a Wolperi Celtic woman, further denied the suggestion Indigenous Australians have suffered generations of trauma due to colonisation, arguing descendants of convicts could also claim they are suffering trauma if they follow the same assertion. That would mean that those of us who whose ancestors were depossessed of their own country and brought here in chains as convicts also suffer from intergenerational trauma, she said. So I should be doubtly suffering, she added to the room broken laughter. Ms. Price's comments did not go unnoticed, sparking an immediate reaction from politicians and plenty on social media, including Indigenous Australian Minister Linda Burney, who labelled the Senator's statement a betrayal. Those comments are offensive. It denies the experience of so many First Nation families, Ms. Burney told SBS. That's where it sits, and regarding that statement, and look, you can add to the conversation, tell us your thoughts. We are going to the polls in regarding referendum on the 14th of October. So yeah, be ready for that. It is a Saturday, actually. And vote yes, vote no. That's your call, compulsory. All Australians have to put in the vote and see where we stand regarding having a voice at the table. So with that, your mob. Anyway, Trendy Trevor's got a sign-off for today's show. Thank you very much for the deadly week. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, actually Monday. And look, take care of yourself. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we need to focus on moving forward. That's what it's all about. And thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.